Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, describing a great sense of accomplishment. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about personal experiences and achievements. One common topic is describing a time when you felt a great sense of accomplishment. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, providing sample responses and key vocabulary to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. When asked to describe a time you felt a great sense of accomplishment, the examiner is looking for your ability to recall a specific event or experience. Explain why it was significant to you. Describe your feelings and reactions. Use appropriate vocabulary and grammar. This topic is frequently tested in IELTS Speaking Part 2 and may lead to follow-up questions in Part 3. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you may be asked general questions about accomplishments. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Q. Do you often feel a sense of accomplishment in your daily life? Band 7-8 response. Yes, I'd say I frequently experience a sense of accomplishment, even from small tasks. For instance, when I complete a challenging work project or master a new skill in my hobby, I feel quite satisfied. I believe it's important to recognize and celebrate these achievements, no matter how minor they may seem. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you felt a great sense of accomplishment. You should say, what you accomplished, when and where it happened, why it was important to you, how you felt about it. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a time when I felt an immense sense of accomplishment. It was when I successfully organized a large charity event for a local orphanage last year. The event took place in my hometown's community center in December. I had spearheaded the initiative to raise funds and collect essential supplies for underprivileged children. Planning this event was no small feat. It involved coordinating with numerous volunteers, local businesses, and the orphanage staff. This accomplishment was particularly significant to me, because it combined my passion for community service with my organizational skills. I had always wanted to make a tangible difference in children's lives, and this event provided the perfect opportunity to do so. The day of the event, seeing everything come together flawlessly, was incredibly rewarding. We managed to raise a substantial amount of money and collect more supplies than we had initially hoped for. The gratitude on the children's faces and the positive feedback from the community left me feeling elated. This experience boosted my confidence tremendously and reinforced my belief in the power of community action. It was a defining moment that made me realize I could turn my ideas into reality and create positive change. The sense of fulfillment I felt was unparalleled, and it motivated me to take on more challenging projects in the future. Possible follow-up questions. How did you handle the challenges during the planning process? What skills did you develop from this experience? Sample answers. Band 7-8. Handling the challenges was certainly a learning experience. I faced issues like coordinating diverse groups and managing tight deadlines. To overcome these, I implemented a detailed planning system and held regular team meetings to ensure everyone was on the same page. This approach proved effective in keeping the project on track. Band 8-9. This experience was instrumental in honing various skills. Primarily, my leadership and communication abilities were significantly enhanced. I also developed a knack for problem-solving under pressure and improved my time management skills. Perhaps most importantly, I learned the value of perseverance and adaptability when faced with unexpected challenges. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to accomplishments. Here are some examples. Q1. Do you think people today have enough opportunities to feel a sense of accomplishment? A. That's an interesting question. I believe that in many ways, modern society offers numerous avenues for achievement, perhaps more than ever before. With the advent of technology and the internet, people can pursue diverse interests and showcase their talents on global platforms. However, this abundance of opportunities can also be a double-edged sword. The constant exposure to others' successes on social media might lead some individuals to feel inadequate or struggle to appreciate their own accomplishments. Moreover, The fast-paced nature of contemporary life often means people rarely pause to savor their achievements before moving on to the next goal. So, while opportunities exist, the challenge lies in recognizing and valuing our accomplishments amidst the noise of modern life. Q2. How do cultural differences affect the way people view accomplishments? Band 8-9. Cultural differences can significantly influence perceptions of accomplishment. In some cultures, individual achievements are highly prized and celebrated, while in others, collective success is more valued. For instance, in many Western societies, personal career milestones or academic achievements might be seen as major accomplishments. In contrast, some Eastern cultures might place greater emphasis on contributions to family or community welfare. Additionally, the nature of what's considered an accomplishment can vary. In some cultures, spiritual or personal growth might be viewed as the highest form of achievement, while in others, material success or social status might be more highly regarded. These cultural nuances can shape individuals' goals and the satisfaction they derive from reaching them. It's also worth noting that globalization is blurring some of these distinctions, leading to more cross-cultural appreciation of diverse forms of accomplishment. This trend is fostering a more inclusive understanding of what it means to achieve and succeed in different contexts. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Immense sense of accomplishment, noun phrase. Mens sense of accomplishment. A feeling of great achievement or success. Example, completing the marathon gave her an immense sense of accomplishment. Spearhead, verb. Spearhead, to lead or organize an activity. Example, he spearheaded the company's expansion into new markets. No small feat, an impressive achievement. Example, learning 5 languages is no small feat. Tangible difference, noun phrase. Tanfrains, a noticeable or real change. Example, the new policy made a tangible difference in employee satisfaction. Flawlessly, adverb, flawlessly, without any mistakes, perfectly. Example, the performance went off flawlessly. Boost confidence, verb phrase, confidence, to increase self-assurance or self-belief. Example, winning the competition really boosted her confidence. Defining moment, noun phrase, defining moment, an event that shapes one's future or character. Example, graduating from university was a defining moment in his life. Unparalleled, adjective, paralleled, having no equal, unique. Example, the scientist made an unparalleled contribution to the field. Tips from an IELTS examiner. Practice storytelling. Develop your ability to narrate events coherently and engagingly. Use a variety of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases relevant to accomplishments and emotions. Focus on details. Provide specific information to make your story vivid and believable. Show, don't just tell. Describe your feelings and reactions to bring your experience to life. Prepare for follow-up questions. Be ready to expand on different aspects of your accomplishment. Stay on topic. Ensure all parts of your answer relate to the main accomplishment you're describing. Use appropriate tenses. Practice using past tenses accurately when recounting past events. Remember, the key to scoring high in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors. Regular practice and expanding your vocabulary will help you achieve the band score you're aiming for. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, check out our articles on describing a challenging task and describing participation in a sports event.